Okay. What I will do is I will read out the result of our deliberations. I would ask that you listen to the end of the deliberations, because it is quite convoluted, but you will be able to get a copy of it, obviously, so that you can look at it in future. We've been looking at an application for a new premises licence under Section 17 of the Licensing Act of 2003. The subcommittee has read the material presented to it and has listened to all the evidence and the submissions, and we have considered the national guidance and the statement of licensing policy and have come to the following decision. The application is approved subject to the conditions and hours as set out below. Opening hours. Permitted opening hours are Wednesday to Sunday, 10 a.m. to midnight. These hours are to apply each day of the year with the exception of Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. On these days, the hours will be from 10 in the morning until 1 the following morning. Licensable activities. The licensable activities applied for are supply of alcohol. The hours during which the supply of alcohol may take place are Wednesday to Sunday, 10 in the morning until 11:30 p.m. These hours are to apply to each day of the year, with the exception of Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. On those days, the hours will be from 10 a.m. until 12 a.m. the following morning. 12:30 a.m. the following morning. The subcommittee recognises that conditions will only be imposed on a licence where conditions are appropriate for the promotion of one of the four licensing objectives. The subcommittee will only impose conditions on a licence where relevant representations have been made, and it considers that it is appropriate to impose conditions as a result of these representations. The following conditions are each considered appropriate by the subcommittee to promote the licensing objective of prevention of public nuisance. The conditions are: adequate soundproofing must be installed to the party wall separating the upstairs function room on the first floor as indicated on the plan and the neighbouring property at 27A Bucklersbury. And the upstairs function room on the first floor as indicated on the plan shall only be licensed until 10 p.m. and open to the public until 10:30 p.m. The licence will be subject to the conditions agreed between the applicant and the following responsible authorities as set out in appendices B, C and D to the licensing officer's report. Relating to Hertfordshire Constabulary, the DPS premises licence holder will ensure that CCTV is installed in working order and shall continually record while the premises is open to the public. The DPS premises licence holder will ensure that CCTV cameras are installed and in working order. The DPS premises licence holder will ensure that viewable and unedited copies of recordings from the CCTV system will be provided to police no later than 24 hours after request. The DPS premises licence holder will ensure that all CCTV recordings shall be kept for a minimum of 28 days. A DPS premises licence holder will ensure that the CCTV cameras cover key and vulnerable parts of the premises, including the entry and exit points at the front. They will also ensure that a minimum of two persons, namely the owner stroke DPS and duty manager, are fully trained to access and operate the CCTV system and download copies of any footage upon request via police licensing officer, police officers, police community support officers, local authorities, licensing officers and training standards officers. One of these persons will be at the premises at all times when the premises are open to the public. That is the DPS or duty and or duty manager. The DPS premises license holder will ensure that a refusals book is maintained and kept to the premises at all times. DPS and premises license holder will ensure that refusals book will be made available for inspection upon request by the police licensing officer, police officers, police community support officers, local authority licensing officers and training standards officers. DPS premises license holder will ensure that an incident book is maintained and kept at the premises at all times. The DPS premises license holder will ensure that the incident book will be made available for inspection upon request by the police licensing officer, police officers, police community support officers, local authority licensing officers and training standards officers. DPS premises license holder will ensure that patrons are not allowed to leave the premises with any open vessels. DPS premises license holder will ensure Challenge 25 policy is implemented. In relation to agreements with the North Harts District Council Environmental Protection, deliveries and waste collections relating to the premises shall only take place between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. Monday to Saturday and 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. on Sundays. No glass bottles shall be emptied into waste bins at the premises between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. Environmental health agreements. The function room on the first floor, as indicated on the plan, shall not be used for licensable activities unless two customer toilets are available on the premises for use by customers. This license will be subject to the conditions that are consistent with the terms offered by the applicant in order to promote the four licensing objectives set out in Section M of their application. The effect of failure to comply with any of the conditions attached to the license or certificate is a criminal offence, which upon conviction would result in an unlimited fine of up to 6 months imprisonment or both. The subcommittee has taken into account the guidance issued under Section 182 of the Licensing Act of 2003 in reaching its decision, and we list there a number of the sections of that legislation that we feel are particularly relevant in coming to our decisions. Similarly, we've taken into account the North Hertfordshire District Council's statement of licensing policy, and we've made a list of those areas that we consider to be of relevance in our decision. The subcommittee were sympathetic to concerns raised by the objector, namely the potential for noise nuisance to be caused by the licensable activity taking place at the property, particularly in the upstairs function room on the first floor. However, it was also mindful of NHDC's license policy, in particular B9, which states, in making a balanced decision, council accepts that those living in the town centre environment are likely to experience a degree of disturbance associated with a vibrant nighttime economy, but this must be managed in such a way as to limit its impact beyond what was reasonable. With this in mind, the subcommittee felt that requiring adequate soundproofing was a reasonable step to take in order to meet the objector's concerns. Subcommittee was also particularly mindful of licensing policy D34, which states, the council also recognises that licensing hours should not inhibit the development of a thriving and safe evening and nighttime economy, which is important for local investment, employment and tourism. The council will not seek to restrict the trading hours of any particular premises unless this is necessary to promote one or more of the licensing objectives. The subcommittee felt that in restricting the licensable activity in the upstairs function room on the first floor to 10 p.m. was a necessary step to promoting the licensing objectives of prevention of public nuisance. The license will come into effect from the date of this decision. Both parties must note that at any stage following the grant of a premises license, a responsible authority such as the police or any other person likely to be affected by the premises may ask the licensing authority to review the license because of a matter arising at the premises in connection with any of the four licensing objectives. The review is a request for the council to look at the existing license and decide whether its conditions are adequate to meet the four licensing objectives defined under the Licensing Act. That is our decision, as I stated, the license will come into immediate effect. What I will say to both parties is that if there is any, if there are any issues that arise, you are neighbours, please talk to one another and do try to come to reasonable compromise before implementing this sort of process.
Of course.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairman.
Closed after 12:06 p.m.